All right, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome actor Eric Roberts to the show. And we'll talk about some of the highlights of his career. But he's here to talk about The Rocket, which is a new device from Launch Medical using sound wave therapy to help people with ED. Eric, I remember when I was in college, my friend's dad used to always say, "I ain't got any lead in my pencil." And then we all kind of laughed. But when you think about it, apparently when you get over the age of 40, it's a prevalent problem, isn't it?
Well, good morning. Great to be here. Thanks for having me. Apparently, I'm over 60, and I've yet to have an issue. Not that I'm bragging, but I've yet to have an issue. But apparently, what it is it's a very mechanical, medicinal thing. You get plaque in your situation that stops the blood flow from being fluid, and it stops the blood flow from getting into your appendage and making it where you want it. This is a really cool medical device that works, is drug free, and why I got involved is a very dear friend of mine. He's a business partner of mine, John Hoffman. He comes to me, he goes, "Try this thing." I said, "I don't have that problem." He goes, "Doesn't matter, try it anyway." So I tried it once and I got a little effect from it. I said, "Yeah, I got a little effect, John. What about it?" He goes, "Great, huh?" I said, "Yeah, but I don't have an issue, so I just, you know, blah blah blah." He goes, "Tell everybody it works if you believe it works." So I tried it again and again, and it always worked. So I'm here to say that John's medicinal-free ED remedy works.
Well, and that's the thing. If someone's listening, they're like, "Yeah, I got the little blue pill," but those are just temporary and expensive dealios. This thing cures you, right?
Well, apparently so. I don't have plaque apparently yet, but it is a thing that everybody will and does get. So it's an issue, and this deals with that directly. And the only thing that I told John, I said, "I will not be a paid spokesman for an ED product. John, I'm sorry, I just can't do it. It embarrasses me." John said, "Well, that's easy to remedy. I won't pay you." So that's how I got here, buddy.
Well, a lot of people say, "Yeah, that's going to be 10 grand." And you're like, no, affordable, right?
Oh, yeah, you know what's great about this product is I think it's like $500, $600, $700. I don't even know the cost of it, but it's less than $1,000. And it's something that you'll always have.
Well, you know, talking about your career, I was in college when Runaway Train came out, and that was the first time, because I wasn't a soap opera guy, but that was the first time I saw you, and you were very memorable because, you know, you're playing the kid Buck, the boxer, and you were kind of a freaky guy, but we kind of rooted for you as well. That a lot of people liked that role, didn't they?
Yeah, he was a likable mistake, Buck. He meant well, but he didn't ever do well. Like he was in jail for statutory rape because, "Well, I thought she was 18, you know, that kind of. And he was just a very likable mess. And he got hooked up with a very dangerous man and had an adventure.
Yeah, John Voight, who played a real scumbag very well in that. And I was just thinking, do you have a few co-stars in your career where you're like, "Man, I loved working with him or her"?
John's one of them. I've probably got about a half a dozen of them, but John's one of them. And I want to tell you something about John Voight in that movie. John is 6'1" or 6'2", and John weighed 160 pounds in that movie, but he looks enormous because he wore a full body suit. That's acting, dude. I know.
He did look kind of chubby. Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, he's a great big guy in the movie, and he's a skinny pole, man. He's a real actor, dude. I love John Voight as an actor so much.
Rick Tittle with Eric Roberts. A couple more questions for Eric. You've done so many things, over 500, you know, movies, TV, everything. Are you ever switching channels some night and something comes on that you're in it and you literally have no recollection that you did it?
Not that, no. But you know what? You know what's fun about being me is no matter where I go, and I go a lot of places pretty much every day of my life, no matter where I go, I will turn on the TV, and if I flip long enough, I will find me. It's so much fun. There I am in that old movie. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's so much fun because I still can't believe I'm famous. It is so much fun for me every day.
Did you like the – I remember when Letterman would have you on, he would always say his word, you know, Eric Roberts, he's a little bit nuts. Did you have fun with that?
Of course I did. You know, and I like play a lot of people that are a little bit nuts. So everybody equates me with who I play. And who knows? And the way my life is, maybe I am a little.
What is, I mean, you're still a working actor to this day. Is there like a holy grail role or project that you still want to do?
I like dichotomies. I like opposites. Like, I would like to play an undercover cop who's undercover as a drag queen, as a female impersonator. Mm. A real dichotomy where you have a guy who is not what he's acting like. I like, that's what I'm looking for now. I love challenges, and that's a big one.
When you're on this, like for me, the first thing I thought of, as I mentioned, was Runaway Train. But I know a lot of people, when they see you, they think of the Pope of Greenwich Village. What is maybe the most common role that people are like, hey, you played blank?
Well, it was always Runaway Train, Pope, or Best of the Best up until recently. And now I've been traveling worldwide the past like 4 years all the time. And now it's been stalked by my doctor on a Lifetime series of movies. I'm up to the fifth movie now. And especially in Asia, the women at airport terminals are nuts for the doctor. Oh, doctor, doctor! And they all want a picture with the crazy doctor. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you were in Suits, too. One of your co-stars married a prince.
And my stepson wrote, Keaton Simons wrote her exit song, 1, 2, 3, Go, or When I Go.
Is that
and,
right?
They played that on the show, too. And yeah, she was so likable and so lovely and such a cool person. I'm really happy for her.
Yeah, she's back in town now, too. That's cool. Is there, you know, listen, I've done thousands and thousands of shows, and a lot of them I look back, and I don't want to look back. It wasn't a very good show. So for you, I mean, when you look at all the things you've done, do you kind of think, why did I do that? I guess it was just a check.
You know, there was a time when I would do things I was not real big on doing, that I would say, well, I did that for the money or the relationship, whatever it was, but I'm not really proud of that. But then over time, I realized everything you do, you bring something to if you care at all, and I care so much. So you bring something to it that's a part of you, a part of your craft, a part of your technique every time you do it, if it's big, small, medium, or dumb. And you know what? It's like dating. You know, you have dates that aren't great, but they're all dates, and you get dressed up for all of them. You know what I mean?
What was, and I know you kind of broke in the late 70s with King of the Gypsies. Did acting find you, or was this your goal to be an actor?
I have been so lucky. I did my first play at 4 years old. I played a mute clown, so I was safe. And then I kind of liked it, so I investigated a little more, and then I played some parts that talked and what have you. And I had a terrible stutter as a kid, and I found out when I learned my lines, I didn't stutter because I knew what I was going to say. Mm. So it was great. It was a great freedom for me. So I just got into it from that angle, and then I got pretty good at it. And then I decided, you know what? I'm going to make a living at this, and I just chased it my whole life.
Wow. And then I think about your roles with, you know, the Batman and Doctor Who. They love you at Comic-Con, huh?
Yeah, they do. Man, I have a great time going to those things. It's so much fun. And my wife, like I always say to my wife, I get home from a long trip, I'm so tired. You have a Comic-Con tomorrow. I can't do Comic-Con tomorrow. Your fans expect you to be there. And she's like really adamant about, I have to be there for the fans. So everybody know that my wife loves my fans.
there's no reason to retire, too. You can keep on acting as long as you're walking around, right?
Why would I retire? I have a great life and a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah, no. Really, truly. And I have seen the world for free, dude. It's so much fun.
Crazy stuff. All right, we have been talking to Eric Roberts. Once again, let's just touch on it real quick. The Rocket. It is a revolutionary new device from Launch Medical, which Eric doesn't need, but it does use sound wave therapy to permanently reverse symptoms of ED. The retail price is, here it is, $749. You can go to getmyrocket.com. Anything else you want to say about the Rocket, Eric?
All I can say about the Rocket is this. Apparently, we're going to all get plaque in our private places and have issues with them. You know, apparently that's just how it works. And John Hoffman, this genius friend of mine, and this other partner of his, they invented this thing that is a cure-free ED that is drug-free. There are no drugs involved, and it works. And they want to take all the shame out of ED because everybody thinks I'm not a man if I can't get it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still get it up, but I'm told I'm going to have issues with that very shortly. So I'm like standing by with my Rocket.
I like how you put get it up and shortly in the same sentence. That was pretty good, too.
I'm a clever guy, aren't I?
Eric Roberts has been with us. Once again, getmyrocket.com. Hey, Eric, thanks for coming on. Enjoyed our conversation, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road, man.
I love your show, and I want to say hi to all the troops all over the world who all listen in, okay?
All right.
Peace out, guys.
Very nice. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Bomb.